Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Colossians chapter 1, verses 21 through 25. The Reverend Stephen Hokana is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
The reading from Holy Scripture is recorded in Colossians chapter 1, beginning at the 21st verse. And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. If indeed you continue in the faith, stable and steadfast, not shifting from the hope of the gospel that you heard, which has been proclaimed in all creation under heaven, and of which I, Paul, became a minister. Now, I rejoice in my suffering for your sake, and in my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in Christ's affliction for the sake of his body, that is the church, of which I became a minister according to the stewardship from God that was given to me for you, to make the word of God fully known. O Lord, have mercy upon us. In many and various ways, God spoke to his people of old by the prophets.
But now in these last days, he has spoken to us by his Son.
So the text. And you who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. I call this text, the sermon today, a reminder of the obvious. So who is doing all the activity? Who is doing the reconciling? Who presents you rightly as holy and blameless before him? Not just on the day of judgment, but right now, as when you go through the challenging times of life, or maybe when things are actually going your way. It is the Lord Jesus. This is a moment in my life where this was driven home to me. I had a moment such as that, saved not by my actions and activity, but by someone who knows the plan and knew what to do. So bear with me. A while ago, when I was in the military, I was to fly on a military aircraft going to the Kingdom of Jordan. The big beast that I was to fly in is called a C-17 Globemaster 3. It's high tech. It is specifically designed to carry a massive amount of stuff at great speeds. But despite its size, it can land on what is called unimproved runways. For us, that would be an asphalt road, a gravel road, or just a level piece of dirt anywhere in the world. A phenomenal piece of equipment. The interior of the aircraft was what I would call cavernous. It looked like a bowling alley. It was so huge. The plane I was on was traveling from a secret base. Except this secret base was featured by name and location in a Transformer movie. Ali Asalim Air Base, Kuwait. We were to fly to Amman, Jordan. And yes, Craig and I still laugh about that because Craig visited me at Ali Asalim one day. And also, Eric Lunsford was with me and had the same experience, being told, don't tell anyone where you are, and oh, here's my business card that says Ali Asalim Air Base, secret base, Kuwait. The passengers on this flight were just a couple of Army Joes. That's me and my religious support specialist, sometimes called the chaplain assistant. The cargo, however, were four huge monster diesel generators, painted gray, that were crowded into the hold of the C-17. There are no pre-flight announcements, no discourse about emergency exit, oxygen mask issues, wearing a life vest. There is obviously no cabin service, a free drink, and a bag of pretzels, unless you brought your own. You strap yourself in, you sit on cargo-strapped webbed benches, and can do nothing more than just relax. We took off like a rocket, and all went well. After cruising along for a while, all of a sudden, various alarms started going off in the aircraft. This was not my first rodeo where there were what I call issues in the air while in flight. The last time this happened, however, I was wearing a parachute. So I had options. This time, no parachute. No options. We started to drop altitude quickly. Since there are no windows, you really don't know how high you were or how far you dropped. Concern mounted when out of nowhere, oxygen masks drop out from down on the top of the aircraft, literally on top of us. So you have this dinny noise of obnoxious alarms and now oxygen masks. Soon the crew chief, a bean-pole-thin non-commissioned officer, a young man with a mustache, came out of the cockpit area. He told us three things. This high-speed aircraft is having problems. Two, we will be landing sooner than expected. Three, the oxygen masks don't work anyway. Then he left me and my religious support specialist. We were just sitting next to each other, staring at these large generators and processing what the crew chief just told us. Not quite sure what to say or think, we were helpless. We were aliens in a strange land. We were Army, and we were on a United States Air Force aircraft. We were well treated by the Air Force, but we were in their world. So we did what any soldier would do. We both fell asleep. We later woke up and headed on to our mission in Jordan. And Paul writes, "And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind, doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death, in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him." There's a consistent theme of Paul while writing to the church, both for those in Colossae as well as those listening this morning. It has to do with who we were, what we have become, and attaching words such as being hostile aliens in a foreign land, doing evil, and the wonderful sweetness of hearing that we are now reconciled. Paul describes the central theme of the cross and how of reconciliation in this short text. He is now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death. Paul goes on to describe the incredible and beautiful result of this reconciliation on the cross in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. The audience in Colossae knew about Scripture and understood the terms alien. It first appears in Exodus chapter 23. In a word, they don't belong. They may have special skills, whether aliens feel as though they're permanent residents. As far as anyone is concerned, they are just passing through. Israel was a shining light to aliens because of their covenantal relationship with God. And as a set apart, holy people, aliens were treated with kindness and dignity. From Holy Scripture, we learn aliens were considered defenseless and vulnerable. Thus, the Israelites were frequently reminded of God's special concern for the weak. Maybe more of a colloquial phrase, God told the Israelites, don't hassle them. Don't abuse them. Give them equal treatment before the law. But here's the kicker. Leviticus chapter 19. At the end of all this guidance the Lord God, King of the universe, gives them, he says something to this effect. May I remind you, Israel, that you were an alien in a strange land of Egypt. And so Paul wants to make this clear in our relationship prior to the cross. Now, with that said, I cannot help but think that if you were a hostile alien, as Paul alludes to in his text, it would not go well for you. But there's more. Paul takes the word alienated a bit further. It also means, quote, transferred to another owner. This transfer of ownership from God to Satan and self affected us in both mind and behavior. It means to separate and to estrange. This word, based in relationship and more concisely, means estrange themselves from God. And we hear this as we read in Isaiah 1, verse 4. O sinful nation, O people laden with iniquity, offspring of evildoers, Children who deal corruptly, they have forsaken the Lord. They have despised the Holy One of Israel. They are utterly estranged. Same word. This is why Paul the Apostle so loved the Colossae church. By the Holy Spirit, his words of love extend to us this morning. Paul says, "And you, who once were alienated and hostile in mind doing evil deeds, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death." Yeah, that's us. Broken, hostile, combative, sinful as a nation, spawn of original sin, corrupt. And that's why Christ died for you. That is why we need to hear of the work of Christ. Immortal, the very image of the invisible God, the head of the church, the fullness of God dwelling in him. So this is the one who laid down his life for you, for me, and the whole world. So Colossians 1:22, he has now reconciled in his body of flesh by his death in order to present you holy and blameless and above reproach before him. So I brought up the story earlier about what I call actions in the air to serve as a reminder. And I do not wish to overly metaphor the event, but it does point to Holy Scripture nonetheless. It reminds you of the hymn, "Jesus, Savior, Pilot Me," in our Lutheran service book. And you know the words, "Jesus, Savior, pilot me over life's tempestuous sea. Unknown waves before me roll, hiding rocks and treacherous shoal. Chart and compass come from thee. Jesus, Savior, pilot me." So while in that Globemaster 3, there is nothing in the world that I could do to right that aircraft. We felt that we were in danger, a legitimate threat to my life and that of my religious support specialist, whose responsibility is mine. We placed ourselves there, but could do nothing to help ourselves get out. We were powerless. It was up to the pilot and crew. And though this is all a reminder of the obvious, it points to Colossians this morning, that we are sinners and that we need a Savior. We cannot save ourselves. We cannot cooperate with Jesus. He alone saves us. The law indicts and persecutes us, and we look forward only to hell, death, and the grave without him. But it is Christ Jesus, the one, the Savior promised by God, his only Son, who rescues us and extends to us salvation. And we ask this in his holy and precious name, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Thank you for joining us for Chapel. The broadcast of Chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about long and short-term opportunities to serve, visit servenow.lcms.org.